Morning. Today is September 7th, and you're listening to OK OK on our knees for our kids. Today's promise is becoming like Christ in devotion to God. We are instructed to turn from godless living and sinful pleasures. We should live in this evil world with self-control, right conduct, and devotion to God while we look forward to that wonderful event when the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ will be revealed. That's Titus chapter 2, verses 12 through 13. Jesus' whole life was characterized by his devotion to his Father. He said things like, "I assure you, the Son can do nothing by himself. He does only what he sees the Father doing. Whatever the Father does, the Son also does." That's John 5, verse 19. As believers who have the Holy Spirit in our lives, we too should be living with complete devotion to God. Of course, we can't be perfect as Jesus was, but we are to take Paul's advice and turn from godless living and sinful pleasures. When we live in this way in our evil world, people will sit up and take notice. Our children live in this same evil world, and if they haven't already, they will soon run smack into godless living and sinful pleasures. We need to pray that they will keep their focus on their devotion to God. We need to pray that they will be able to maintain self-control and right conduct. The promise is that then they will be able to look forward to the return of Jesus Christ. What a wonderful event. Please join me in today's prayer. Lord, your word tells us to turn from godless living and sinful pleasures. My child, Father, is surrounded by such temptations on a daily basis. I ask that my child will have the strength of character to turn from these things, no matter how enticing or justifiable they might seem. You've told us, Lord, how you expect us to live in this evil world. Give my child self-control in order to stand strong. Help her to know the right thing to do in every situation, and then to do it. Give my child devotion to you. I pray that she will so desire you, love you, and honor you, Lord, that she will not want to do anything that would displease you. You promise that your people can look forward to your return. As we wait, help my child to serve you, to build your kingdom, and to grow spiritually, so that she will be ready when you return. We ask this in your name, Lord. Amen.